Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
And top of the day to you. This is Gina Pagnotta Murphy at Radio Connections with PACE, PACE President.
And your co-host, Ebony Walton, Vice President of PACE.
It's the coffee. I don't know.
Maybe.
Caramel frappe. No, caramel hot.
Hot.
So it goes. It can be caramel cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Dunkin' Donuts.
So how? Yes, Dunkin', not Starbucks. So how you doing today, Jim?
I'm hanging in there. Today's a good day. You know, don't know what it's going to be like in an hour from now, but right now I'm pretty good, and I hope everyone's out there doing fine. And we'd like to do some prayer requests for all of you guys, for Elsie Jefferson, who's my sorority sister.
Okay.
I keep her in prayer to get a speedy recovery. Melissa Jordan works for, she's a member for the city of Atlanta.
Okay.
We have December Thompson,
mm-hmm.
April Dobbs, Desiree, all those are members of city of Atlanta employees. Let's keep them in prayer, you know, that get better, get healthy, and all people out there that have ill parents, siblings, or hospitalization, or people that have lost loved ones,
mm-hmm.
and just you're yourself that's in stress or depression and anxiety and just dealing with everyday drama. We pray out for you and ask everyone to send shouts out to heal this land, heal this world,
yes.
So we can get some normalcy back and enjoy our livelihood as best we can from this dark past year. And with that to say, the movie of the week, I decided not to say so much the movie of the week, but I saw this series, I think it's on Netflix, called The Upshaws.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I like it.
I love it. With Mike
Epps
and Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes. And then Tootie from
Kim
Fields.
Yes, oh, yeah. It's Tootie. Very, very good. Funny. It's a little, if you're one that don't like cursing
raw.
It's kind of raw, but it's real.
But it's reality. It is.
I like it because of the realness
like
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's The Upshaws.
Wanda Sykes is
crazy.
Silly,
and she's using a cane. Do you think that's just for the show, or does she really have a cane?
Might be.
I have a little issues with
what episode walking. Have you gotten to? Because I
like just started. Someone turned me on to it, and I think I'm on season one, episode four.
Okay.
No, is that where, we can't spoil alert.
No.
We're not going to spoil alert. But anyway, episode four.
Okay.
But all of it's funny. And it has some real life.
It's real. They deal with family members that are homosexual.
Yes.
They deal with the kids that are drinking.
Yes.
They deal with divorce or separation. From
yes.
parents. It is so real. And it's just,
it's funny.
It's real.
It's
and
funny
it's,
and
it's
real.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
So that is our shout out to the movie, but the series of the week is The Upshaw. And so I think it's on Netflix. Yeah, Netflix. But I'm sure just pull it up if you got Roku
mm-hmm.
or that Fire Stick that y'all be.
Yeah, I got
mm-hmm. Figure it out. But anyway, Upshaw.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. And we want to give a shout out to the song of the week. Now, check this out. I don't know if you all ever heard of DJ Cassidy. Go on YouTube and pull up DJ Cassidy. He's done some series, but the Mother's Day special is awesome. It is awesome. And what he does, he calls Pass the Mic.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he went back. Oh, my goodness. You guys got to check him out. He has some volumes in there. Go in there and check it out. I'm talking about all the way back to some old and musicians, singers that I forgot, like Ray, what was the one that did Jack and Jill? I mean, he went back, and you got Patti LaBelle, you got Stephanie Miller, you got everybody, and they sing a little episode live, and you see them sitting in their home singing their song, part of the songs, and then he'd be jamming with them, and then he'd pass the mic to the next person and pass the mic. Oh, I was sitting there just tearing up because I was so glad to hear and see it. I forgot all about some of these entertainers back in the day. He went all the way to Lisa Cult Jam. Remember
oh, wow.
now?
Yeah.
All the way back. But check it out. So we're seeing DJ Cassidy's Mother Day special on YouTube. Just pull it up on YouTube. Shout outs to the City of Atlanta EAP.
Yes.
Dr. Yeah, Govan and her team. And is it Govan?
Govan.
Shout out to Atlanta's Labor Relations and that team, Michael Kirkwood and Danielle Nichols mm-hmm. and that team and Commissioner Norman. And shout out to Atlanta Chief of Police.
Chief Ryan.
I finally met him yesterday. We'll get into that, Leo.
Yeah.
But shout out to that crew because they have been very good and nurturing now mm-hmm. with PACE, our union, to assist us in our needs of what we need to help with members when they have some issues that
yes.
can't get resolved through their chain of command. So they've been very supportive and being there with us, and we're laboring team up and trying to get things resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the hot gossip?
Well, I heard that in the music industry with T.I.
Oh, boy.
They have more people coming out from L.A., I think it is now, about the sexual situation. I don't know what this whole situation, what they're doing, but it's between him and his wife. They're in some kind of scandal now, so more people are coming out and talking about
and
it.
And the plot gets thickened.
Mm-hmm, the salt.
Mm-hmm,
it does.
I didn't say that right.
No,
I said
it's
the
okay,
plot.
And I didn't need the soda. Okay.
You said the salt.
Is
I said
that
the
what
plot.
It's
but
I don't know. What
is it the plot gets thickened?
I don't know.
Or
the
salt gets thickened?
I don't know.
Well,
don't
anyway,
know.
It's going to be some interesting
It's going to be some
stuff.
interesting.
Well, now I know it's the coffee. She can't even say interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
You know what? Anyway.
Oh, the plot thickens. Thank you out there, podcast.
Oh, that's
thank
my
you
daughter,
so
Fantasia. Hey, thank you.
The plot thickens. That's
so
your daughter?
So we were halfway close.
She's listening?
Yeah.
Your mama can't talk. It's just been, all right, moving on.
The plot thickens. Okay.
All right, so there's some other plots thickening, too. But anyway.
Ooh, yes, it is. Go ahead.
Hats off to T.I. I hope they get it together.
I hope they do.
But
they
you know, I always told you there was some stank up in
yes,
that camp when
did.
It first came on board. I
yes,
said, T.I.,
mm-hmm.
kill a bite.
Yep,
this is
going to
be our
long
get
time
out of
no,
Yeah,
right?
I was like, well, maybe she knows something. I don't know, but mm-hmm. I don't know them, but the prayers and shouts go out to them. And if
they
not
have children,
true,
too. But and that's what just bothers me. I'm not going to stay on this topic long, but you have children, too. So that karma, that reaping what you sow, however you want to think about or say that things happen to come back, that can happen to your kids, whatever you're doing to somebody else's. And if it's kids or adults, I don't know. You know, it's both.
But we don't
whatever.
Know if it's true.
I don't know.
We
no,
don't know.
We don't.
But, so,
it's
well,
coming
we're
out
just going to, I don't have yay or nay. I'm not really in the hip-hop scene.
Yeah.
I'm old school, but, you know, if it is, it is, and they have their due process.
They have
and
to have their due
we
process.
Just send shout out and prayers to the victims, allegedly, and to them, you know, to get everything, you know, straight. And I hope they come out okay.
So we have somebody new running for.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Andre Dickens.
Councilman
Andre Dickens.
And then the other one put his in last week, too, after
Councilman Antonio Brown. So now what do we have?
So now we have City Council President Alicia Moore, Mary, what's her last name? The attorney lady.
Sharon Gay,
Mrs. Gay. And then we have Antonio
Brown
and Andre Dickens.
Right.
So far, possibly Reed was going to go behind the scenes and work with Antonio Brown, but I'm not sure.
So that's some gossip right there. That's what
you
heard.
Yeah, that's some gossip.
Where would you hear that from? Oh, okay,
that's
she can't
gossip.
Care. It's gossip. Allegedly. You know you're supposed to say allegedly.
Well,
allegedly.
She said it. There you go.
Okay, so anyway, so you're saying
but it wasn't
allegedly
he come out and do it himself.
Past mayor, allegedly,
yes.
Is probably going to endorse Antonio Brown, or
mm-hmm.
maybe I think he's going to try to run himself.
That's what I said. At the end, he probably pop out.
Right at the last,
and 59
seconds.
Yep.
and say I'm running for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a newsreak, and yep. then all of a sudden everything, yeah, and then it comes
she's
across.
She's messing up all her terms today. You talking about me, but you.
What's in this coffee? Turn that around. We're not going to promote this. Because I don't know, got me sitting up here, don't know what I'm talking about. Let me turn this around so y'all can't. We're not going to sit up here and endorse them. We haven't, they ain't giving us no money. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. You know.
Okay, so now I'm hearing this talking, you know, about the some ordinance of people that's fully vaccinated
to
don't
go
wear
to work
masks.
Without wearing masks. Yes, you can. They told us last week we can come to work, and as long as you've been fully vaccinated, that means you had both vaccine shots, that you don't have to wear a mask. But I still wear my mask because I'm so now I'm used to it and I'm more comfortable that way. So I probably won't ever not wear my mask.
Mm.
I still will wear my mask once I leave out of my house.
So no wonder they looked at me crazy when I walked through there yesterday.
You,
I said,
yeah.
Wear your mask.
And that's
wear
what
your
I was
mask.
Telling you. I said that they can wear that. They don't have to wear a mask. But my thing is, how do you know somebody's fully vaccinated? You don't know.
I heard allegedly that they got some cars going around, like, you know, selling them for $100.
So they can just pretend like they are.
They got some vaccination cards. People sell them for $100.
You never know. I don't know.
I did. That's what I heard allegedly. That I don't have one.
I don't have one.
So I'm sorry. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Then I heard on the news earlier that they are coming up with a vaccine that will prevent. If you take this particular vaccine, you won't get anything. COVID, all the different strains of COVID and anything else. There's some other type of vaccine that they had. I didn't really listen to too much because I'm like, I'm not taking another shot. I'm good.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If that comes out to be factual,
mm-hmm.
I might have to talk to my PTSD doctor
and
tell him to knock me out.
And let you go do it.
Put me out. Give me the shot and let me stay out until... The days of the side effects go away, then bring me back. You know how they do, like when you go flying in an airplane?
Yes.
Knock you out till you get there, they wake you up.
And they wake you up. No, they can't do that.
Oh, okay.
No, they can't do that.
I don't know. But that would be great.
Yeah, it would. I guess it would be like that. I'm not taking another shot.
That's what my sister says. She says she's done.
Yeah, I don't want to take another shot.
If it couldn't work too,
yeah.
She's done. She's not doing all of this stuff.
Yeah. And maybe we shouldn't be saying that, but that's just my take. That's
but
I
heard,
feel.
What about this pill?
I haven't heard about a pill.
Well, allegedly, there's supposed to be a pill that they're looking at. I mean, all of this is
they just come up with everything.
Folks, it's up to you. You make a decision whether you want to take the vaccine or not. You know, I just hope a lot of more folks, I'm still afraid of it, but I still do my due diligence and social distance, mm-hmm. wear my mask and minimize my in and outs where I'm going. But for those who are willing to take the shot, I commend you. I support you. Mm-hmm. The more, the merrier to help eliminate what the CDC and the medical doctors are saying.
And I've taken mine already.
And, yeah, we know you, the brave soul. She's taking hers. So that's why.
I go to work every day, so it just makes sense for me to take it. And they were still catching COVID in the center. So it just made sense, you know, what risk did I want to take more? And not catching it.
Well, I'm risking here sitting with you every Tuesday from 1 to 2. But, you know, that's why I'm glad you took the shot. Thank you.
And you say you don't go out. Let me tell you.
I don't.
I get off work. You don't go out? I get off work.
Yeah, here she goes. Tell it.
At 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. 11:45, probably in the car by 11:50 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even midnight. I call on the phone to this one over here.
What
I hear noise, air noise in the background. Gina, where are you coming from at midnight? Where are you coming from at midnight, Gina? Oh, I'm hanging out with my girl. But she don't go anywhere.
I don't
believe it.
My girls are my children. I come up from their house because I get bored stuck up in the house, you know, looking at the TV all
they play
the time.
Cards. They should be playing cards then. And you bring
us. We play 500 Rummy, Gin Rummy.
Your children?
Yeah,
Shawana's
a whiz at that.
Okay.
She taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we be on, you know,
every weekend.
But she,
that's a good relationship you have with your kids.
But see, at night, I'm more up at night than I am.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a daytime person.
Not at all. At night.
She calls my phone. If I'm not at work, I'm asleep.
I forget that you work during the
day. I wake up to a call at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm up.
Why is Gina calling at 1 in the morning?
Because I'm up. I'm working and I'm up.
And
my thoughts. I got to get up and get down. And I, you know, so used to you being my right hand. I tell you, everybody, I got to, you know.
Yeah, but at that time, right hand is down.
And then I say, dog, everybody's sleeping at this time. But
that's normal.
I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I'm getting better with that.
Mm.
I don't just be hanging out, you guys. I just be coming from my house, going to the daughter. And when I think of something, dealing with the city, excuse me, dealing with the union, I call Ebony. And I forget. But you get off at 11, so I figure you're still up by 1.
Yeah, those are my days that I'm at work. Well, no, not by 1. But if I get in the house, it's clockwork. I walk the dog for a minute, play with him about 10 minutes, take my shower, I'm gone.
You need to walk on the wild side sometimes. Quit being so structured. But anyway.
Yes.
And so I heard in the news that we had some unfortunate shootings.
Oh, my goodness. Over the weekend, I wasn't even at work, thank God. I was there Friday. I went out on vacation. But even on Friday, we had on our shift from 3 to 11, we had like 4 people get shot. But over this past weekend altogether, I think they had maybe like 28 people to get shot. And
wow.
Some of them died, but not everybody, but 28 people.
What is that, the thing just going around and shooting people?
The one from last night was a 15-year-old that they allegedly, I guess he was the one that got arrested for shooting someone last night, but he's 15 years old.
How did he get these
what
weapons?
In the world? I'm not understanding. Mm-hmm. Whoever is running for mayor,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have their hands full. And we're going to have to just lift them up in prayer, whoever it is, whether it was Keisha during her term or whoever gets it next. The city citizens, everybody, we're just going to have to lift them up in prayer because they're going to have their hands full. And it's not a problem from leadership to leadership as far as we can't blame everything, just like we can't blame parents for children that have turned out the way they turned out. Sometimes it's a parent, sometimes it's a leader.
I blame the law.
I blame the law from way back when. You took prayer out of school. You start allowing the kids to have all these freedoms, but when they get in trouble, you call the parents.
And I can't put
look at the parents, too. Exactly. You took whippings out. Can't do that. We can't, no discipline. So what are we supposed to do? What are the parents supposed to do if these children have mental health issues? And sometimes the parents are not aware that these children have mental health issues. I can't discipline my child. I can't give them up. We had a call just last week. The lady called, and she said, I was just stunned on the phone. Her daughter was 13, and she said, y'all going to have to come and get her. We get these calls all the time. And I said, ma'am, you want us to come get her and do what? Like, what is it that she won't come in the house, she won't do what she's supposed to do, so I need y'all to come get her. In this climate, police, they can't do anything. They can't do anything.
Was she disabled or something?
The child was just
being just
being disorderly.
With his time, if she didn't have any clinical,
wasn't anything wrong.
Disabled or, you know, something like that, she just being rudely and just
she just was cussing them out and in the background
it
you heard
was time to get her behind towed up.
That's what I would have done. Or leave her outside and lock the door.
No.
What you gonna do? If you won't come in, I'm locking the door.
I'm whooping that booty because she got to come back in sometime later.
Well, when they come in, but until then. Bye.
But
if you think it's better if you think it's better outside, stay outside.
But they're not hearing. They're not paying attention to you no more like that.
No, but
they're
stay
not
outside. So stay. Stay away. Stay away. Don't bring it back. And then she kept saying that she had other kids to deal with. So deal with the kids you have. This generation of children, unfortunately, because the government has given all of them these freedoms, they know that you can't call the police on them. You can't beat them.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can
call.
Phone.
I'm like,
yeah.
911.
She was in the background cursing at her mom,
mm.
the one that gave her life. I don't care how bad the situation or relationship is with you and your mother. She gave you life. Without your mom, you wouldn't be here. Without your father, too. I'm not going to, you know, discredit the dad. But she carried and nurtured you for 9 months, unless you had a premature birth or whatever it was. But for 9 months, she carried and nurtured you. Now, you can't choose who your parents are.
No.
You can't do that. But they brought you in this world. You should never
do that. Some people can.
Well.
They got
children can, wait. Let's put that coffee away.
Some people.
You can choose your parents.
They can do that artificial insemination.
I'm gonna turn my back on her.
They go to that clinic, you know, and they can pick out. Is that something? I can tell you how I want my child.
I want blue eyes. They can pick out everything now.
Yeah, they can.
Yes,
so
they
I had to turn around. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Children can't pick the parents.
No, but the parents can possibly pick the child. So it is what it is.
That's almost like what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Okay,
the egg, right? You got to be an egg before you be the chicken.
Well, how does the chicken get there? How does the egg get there? Come on.
Oh, God.
Okay, out there, anybody out there in the podcast land, can you all help us out? Chat us in. That's a good trivia.
What comes first?
The chicken or the egg? And how is that possible?
The chicken can't be a chicken without being an egg first. You have to be an egg first.
But who lays the egg?
The chicken does. But before that chicken was a chicken, it was an egg. Right?
You will not have me sitting here trying to figure this out. Okay, so that's a good trivia question all of you out there.
Yes.
Type it in. Chat us in. Call us
Let
in.
Let us know. What you
what
think?
Comes first, the chicken or the egg? And then give us your theory.
And
on
we ain't going to talk about it because we...
No, listen, we won't call you out.
It is what it is. We don't
Unless
know.
You say something that's crazy. What is chicken or the egg?
I
we
got to
write that down. Remember, the chicken next thing we're going to talk about. What comes first, the chicken or the
egg? How am I going to find the answer now? Is it it's in online somewhere? Because is it still a question?
It's still a question. We just want to give some good analogies.
Okay.
We're waiting, so you all go ahead and chat it in at any time.
Okay.
So let me read, let's talk about the inspiration of the week. And I'm going to read this to you. You can rise up from anything. You can completely recreate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is permanent. You are not stuck. You have choices.
Yes, you do.
You can think new thoughts. You can learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
You can create new habits. And all that matters is that you declare today is not to look back. That's deep.
All of those
things is good.
It is. Because we need that more now more than anything with what we have all just went through. 2020 was horrible. It was a good year because you can always have something. You can always make lemonade. You can always get lemonade out of a lemon, right?
Is that going to be another trivia question? What comes first, the water or the lemon?
But you can always make a lemonade out of a lemon. Just add some sugar and water. I don't know. Whatever it is. You know the saying.
Well, I get the water and I put lemonade and sugar in it when I'm at the restaurant.
So everything is not always.
Oh, was your point?
Everything is not. You can always get something out of anything. Any life experience or trials, tribulations, you can always pull something positive out of it. Because while you're going through it, sometimes it's when you find that strength that you didn't think you had.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
You didn't. And speaking of. Yesterday, we went up to Communications, 911 Center, and they had our EAP came down, Dr. Govan, and then Chief Rodney Bryant came down. Gina was there, and the employees were, at first, they were a little reluctant to speak, and EAP is the Psychological Services Department. So they were a little reluctant to speak at first. Gina gave her this beautiful speech. She was a little angry, you know, Gina. She's not angry. She just sounds angry a lot. But she gave a really good speech about the things that PACE has done. Yes, you. The things that PACE have brought to the table. And actually, without PACE, we were the ones to contact Dr. Govan to come down to the center because we heard her 311 Center bring it up in one of the city council meetings, and we were like, well, why she didn't come to 911? Because they would be seem like they need have psychological services come down there with everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we reached out to her, and now, like I said, she brought her team in on yesterday. They'll be coming in monthly doing checks, which is great. And I think that the employees are not aware, even though we send out memos, I talk to them, I guess they still don't know the role the union really plays. The union has this negative persona that comes with them for whatever the reason is. The union is there to help. So anyway, the floor was opened up for the employees to speak. What's going on? And again, like I said, they were reluctant. But at the end, we had employees crying. I cried.
Because they were passionate.
It was so moving because you know that these people are going through. We went through a pandemic, racial divide, everything through last year. And we're taking the calls back to back, back to back, back to back. Children dying. The young baby that passed that was in the back of the car when she got shot. I don't remember the name, so I'm not gonna act like I do. But everything that's been happening, the highways. He even mentioned that somebody mentioned they were scared to drive on the highways.
Right.
I had no idea because I just told that to you. We hear people getting shot on the highways now. You just don't know when your time, how it's gonna happen, and when, where, how. You just don't know.
Right.
So they was expressing that, and all of it. Some of them was coming out angry. I don't care the emotion that they brought. I was happy that the emotion was there so other people can see it, because we can say all day long what's going on, but unless they see this for themselves, then they can really try to figure out a solution to the problem. So I was really, really happy that they were able to open up.
It came out. It was a very good setting. Long time coming.
Long time.
We fought hard to get there, so it was very impressionable that the chief came down. But that was because
we reached out to go back.
Well, that last.
Yeah, that last.
I didn't threaten. I just said.
You just said.
I need to talk
she
to you.
She definitely being Gina.
Before Wednesday.
Yeah. So and what happened Wednesday? Wednesday.
We go before council to make our presentation, union, to discuss issues or concerns that we couldn't get resolved. Normally our wish list, but because of the pandemic, we're not going to wish and ask for too much money, but we're going to ask for some money.
Yeah.
You know, 311 needs some money.
Yeah.
Those employees.
And don't forget, we have to definitely do for the at-home employees.
And teleworkers. Oh, yes, teleworkers. And because I'm hearing too much negative about people at home teleworking, they're doing this and doing that, and how do we know that they're actually working? Come on. If you're getting your work done, and if you feel that they're not working, then you're supposed to discipline or take them off teleworking and put them on the regular employee list and like everybody else that's home and probably got another job and making a City of Atlanta paycheck.
And
I'm not mad at that because they got to do what they got to do. But the teleworkers, they have to use their own time when they take off.
They cable. They own.
They're using their cable. They've turned some part of their home into a working station that they're not getting any kind of reimbursement for, the light bill, the electric. Because if you're in a business, you can write all of that off, you know.
But
so, everybody may think that, not everybody, but a few leaders are thinking that this is just crazy. But it's not crazy.
No.
And so you got the employees that are at home that are not considered essential, that due to pandemic, they can't come into work, but they get paid, but they still accrue time, sick time, vacation. Then you have your essential workers that comes into work, and at one time they were getting $500 a month for coming in, and they were getting a lot of comp time called FFRCA through federal funding or whatever, and that their time is being, they get this extra pot of time, comp time, that they can use when they're sick or whenever they're out. Plus they're accruing their sick time and vacation. But then you have your teleworkers that are at home and they are working. And some of these people are important. Majority of them are important. There might be up from 1% that might be doing what the leadership feels that they're just skating the goat. But you got that in any environment. So I'm not looking at that 1%. I'm looking at the 99% of the folks that are actually working, like payroll people.
Yeah.
Your finance
and you
people.
Need them.
You got they're working or you wouldn't get your paycheck. And we have not had, and a shout out to that team, because we have not had, to my knowledge, any people not getting their paycheck on time. Mm-hmm. And they're working from home.
They still get sick, but it's not.
But they don't get $500 and they don't get that extra comp time. Mm-hmm. So if they get sick or take vacation, they use their own personal time. So it's time, it has brought it up to our attention that the teleworkers seemingly fell through the cracks of any type of incentive. So we're going to be before council tomorrow and asking, is there something that we can do for the teleworkers at home for that whole year and where they're at now, working from home, changing their lifestyle? Because let's face it, it's more strenuous when you're at home trying to work and you got kids running around and, you know, and you're working more. There's no really shutdown.
No shutdown.
You don't shut your office down at 4:30 and go home.
And imagine you can't get away from work.
No.
Because it's your home.
Because if you've seen the dean,
I'm home and I'm working from home. I got both of them home and my children. My kids are home, so I don't have to deal with kids. But if I had to.
Yeah. It's hard.
Somebody be coming home, them kids by themselves.
Or would be eating.
And the dough be open.
I'm gone.
I'd be gone.
Oh, no, not you.
I'd be gone.
You'd be on autopilot. Speaking of autopilot, I didn't mean to make a joke out of that, but now that I know what happened and I met the person that said it, that was the one that was very vocal in the meeting, by the way.
Yes.
And I think she got slighted. That's why she was talking so negative about the union, because she was the one that said it when I said, what kind of employee dropped the mic and said, I'm on autopilot. But it wasn't her fault. Because, as we know, they're so short-staffed up there at 911, so the people are stressed out, and that person couldn't get relieved, and she was ready to go. And nobody relieved her, so she made that statement, and, you know, and I kind of joked on it, because it feels funny to me. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Because it's like me being the reason why I felt so funny to it, because I'm afraid of flying. So I'm just thinking, if I'm in an airplane and the pilot walks through the aisle and says,
autopilot.
Y'all are autopilot.
We all going down.
I'm going to sit down in the back. I'm like, that's what I was feeling. So it had nothing to do with that person, but the severity of the reason she felt that way is what we're trying to fix.
Yeah.
And for anybody.
And even like some type of classes for that, when you get to that point, so you don't autopilot these zones in the offices of heaven. You know, what steps are we taking? What kind of classes or what are we equipping the dispatchers and supervisors and management team when we get to that point to where, listen, I can't take anymore because I know our SOP says until you're properly relieved. And so maybe we need to explain what is properly relieved. But if you're not properly relieved at that time, because it is in the, it's in there, you know, you don't get up until you're relieved properly. But what do we equip them with internally to say, I'm at my point and just let me calm down for a minute. Okay, I'm waiting on my person. I'm just ready to go. Some people just get to that point, but they need some type of internal something.
I still put that accountability on your leadership, your supervisor, not that employee, because you got to relieve that person. Especially if they got to go to the bathroom.
Well, in that situation, because I was there, all we heard was, it's something to be on all about. We didn't get a warning. We didn't get any, you know what I'm saying? It was no, hey, can y'all come, somebody come? Because then we would have been able to get some assistance there if we had it.
And
we
just
had
using that as an example.
Yeah, this is just an example. But it's just that.
Because other people have gotten up and walked off.
Yeah, not off the phone.
But we're not
off the phone. Yeah.
But we're not
going
to bash that employee because that employee That employee had reason in her truth of why she needed to do what she needed to do, whether it was right or wrong.
I'm just saying.
And in leadership, if we get these people up in there to do what they need to do and manage that area and put some staff up in there, we can get them trained and you won't have that situation
and
to occur.
And we have to train ourselves and the employees, everybody, like I said, we all need training. We've never done any of this type things before while going through a pandemic.
Because we never know about a pandemic.
Yeah, we never, you know, not in my time anyway, not working in this environment. So it's the extra stress. We need to be better equipped how to handle
But let me tell you where. Now, I'm going to be real.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you where.
Yes, it is.
What it is. What
and I brought games, yeah, Benjamin Morton. I brought games up to the job. And sometimes in roll call, what I'll do is I've done it maybe once or twice, and then somebody said they didn't like it. But I think that it's really helpful. When the pandemic first started, I bought a bag of Amazon sold a bag of just little bitty hand trinkets that you can play with while you're sitting at your desk. And she was one. That young lady was one of a couple of them. I would bring the bag. Of course, I sanitize the bucket, but I have all different types of toys, a Rubik's Cube, just little finger trinkets that they can just sit and keep busy because they use it for psychology.
Right.
As for children, when they're trying to get some information out of them, you distracting them, and they're able to focus and concentrate, not realizing what you're really doing. And so I brought those little trinkets around, and I said, hey, y'all want to play with these toys? And one was just a little thing. It just breaks down. It just keeps going. It's just a mind thing. And
you know that because you like to play it.
I wish I could, but I'm supervising. I can't really sit down and play it.
So did you bring the blotted ink posters or whatever it was?
No, but I got this little, it's an hourglass, and it's ink in there, and it goes down. And one person just wanted to sit and watch it because it was just neat. But it helped calm them. And maybe I need to bring that back out because I stopped.
This ensures we are maximizing and leveraging current resources to provide our workforce with the necessary tools to maneuver through the stressful situations.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Martin.
We do.
But let me go deeper with this.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just throwing my little mask all over the place. Let me say this.
Go ahead.
The chief, Bryant, made a very strong statement, and it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me reflect on some things. He said that none of us knew anything about
mm-hmm.
this pandemic. How do you handle it? We've never been through it before. Now, I'm getting ready to throw some darts.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get the elephant out of the room. And here's the darts. I don't blame it on anybody because nobody ever dealt with pandemic.
Exactly.
In this situation. However, you got what I call a committee. Years ago, Pace got with the administration under Shirley Franklin's
mm-hmm.
realm and right into Mayor Cassine Reed at the time. And we came up with what we call a safety committee for the citywide
mm-hmm.
safety of the city. And the purpose of that committee was to put a representative from every department with the administration, someone from the administration to be on that panel, the union support, and we talk about things throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
We come up with ideas when we have problems, but we were talking about things like storms, tornadoes, and stuff in that
mm-hmm.
nature, or disastrous or catastrophes.
Mm-hmm.
And we come together and we talk once a month. It was like an advisory committee.
Yeah.
And we bring things to the table and we come up with some solutions and brainstorm. And whatever it comes up with, the administration adapts it after we get it vetted legally, medically, whatever. And it goes out citywide for all departments to do the exact same thing. That got kind of disarrayed because it changed from what we, the union, had set it up to be. It's called the one-stop shop safety.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that came the Work Safe Atlanta.
So how did it change?
Well, it changed because different people got in there and took and felt that it was a powerful position, and they thought it came with power, and they did not respect the union who put it together because they didn't like the people.
Okay.
So it became personal, and they wanted to run these things the way they wanted to run it,
mm-hmm.
and went against all of the bylaws, all of the whole criteria of why it came together,
okay.
because they have issues. And it's not about power. And the reason I'm saying all of this is because here's my thought when I said I want to get the elephant out the room. Like that Chief Bryant said, nobody knew how to handle the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
However, just like CDC had to get their team together,
mm-hmm.
WSA should have got that team together
mm-hmm.
and sat down with that committee and really empower together and say, we got a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And everybody,
I need everybody's, from a laborer mm-hmm. to this part, to the all the way up to the mayor's office. Let's all sit together. Give me your exactly. thoughts. Give me your intake. Yeah. How can we handle these things? What do you suggest? What do you want? How do everybody to bring something to the table? Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, we would have not been behind the eight ball. We would have been in front of the eight ball. Yeah. We wouldn't have been able to tell you about the virus because that's where your medical team was. But because we were a safety committee, we could have had someone from CDC sitting at that table yeah. with the team, with that advisory committee, and let's band together. How do we take care of this in the city?
Now,
that didn't happen.
No, it didn't, and that's the problem. And I don't know if I sent you or if you saw it yourself. City Council President Felicia Moore sent out, there was an interview she did. I'm not sure if it was over the weekend, but she had an artist on her page talking with her. I think he's an activist also. But she was going into how she wants to do something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have a working together, bottom line, working together with everybody in the city. Everybody has something to offer. Just like on the team, the union board, everybody has something to offer. I'm breathing a little heavy right there. But everyone has something to offer that can better everything. But everyone has something. Just like Ben, I didn't know you saying you teach a mindfulness class and first aid and CPR. I would want to be a part of that.
Didn't know
who
that.
Who knew that? You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
I have a mindfulness app on my phone.
I have a mindfulness game.
I didn't know that you did that.
I had no idea. I would like to be I'm always wanting to try to further knowledge in something, especially when teaching people on how to handle or to deal with difficult situations, because it's needed. It's just needed all the time. I'm signing up for all kind of things, and we have somebody right here on the board that can do that.
Well, you don't know who can do what because you don't have leaders that respect a lot of employees.
No,
because
they do
of
not.
Personal reasons,
and
you won't listen and bring them to the table. And being a leader is also empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
You make a leader the subordinate, the people that go to war, makes the general, makes the country look good. The foot soldiers,
exactly,
because they're the ones out there.
Exactly,
there ain't no generals out there doing the fighting mm-hmm. the war. They're strategizing. So, and SWSA, the committee, we should be able to bring from that table, like Mr. Martin or whoever the representative
exactly.
is from each department, from every level of the city,
mm-hmm.
to come and respect what they say and look at it and then strategize.
Exactly.
Because you don't know, just because somebody sitting behind the desk might have a PhD or master's degree in criminology, but he's not working.
Know.
In the police department.
And it's a lot of people in dispatch center. It's a lot of those with master's degrees, bachelor's, associates. They have all kinds of degrees in there. We need to be able to see how can they help bring that something to the table to do something else. And bringing up Benjamin Martin, Ben, he's supposed to be coming down to the communication center for safety.
Okay.
Because
okay.
we need to know
okay.
what are our safety exits.
Okay.
If something happens, where do we go? What do
okay.
we do? And so that was something that Desiree Arnold reached out to them in reference
mm-hmm.
to, but he's right there on our board.
Right there on the board.
Right there.
There, you don't know. And, you know, back in the old days, the school days, I don't know if a good leader do that now. Like, say, for instance, I get hired and take over responsibility and I have subordinates.
Okay.
The first thing I would do is grab all their personnel files.
Exactly.
And their resume.
Mm-hmm.
And I see and read what I got on my team.
Who's working with you?
With my vision and mission, I need to see what I got and how I can put them to help me reach my goal.
Exactly.
But they don't do that.
And the employees will better respect you more.
Yeah.
Because
have one-on-ones
you,
with them. Have their resume. I say, you know
yes.
what? I see you good here.
Yep.
I could really use you. I could really, really use you on this.
Mm-hmm.
Project that I'm
yes.
doing because of your background, blah, blah, blah. And they don't do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
What they do is they come in and they listen to gossip.
That's it.
And somebody talking about the other one, and it's
yes.
always negative,
all the time.
You know, and it's rarely that you get some good, positive feedback
mm-hmm.
of the things you do.
Yes.
Just like I had to pull that one lady, you know, one-on-one.
Yes.
And I had a wonder because she was very disgruntled about the union.
And you can
point,
hear it in her.
And hear it. And after we had a conversation, then she realized, that the union is great and all the work we do, because we don't, you know, we don't get accolades. No. The union does not get accolades. That bothers me, but it doesn't bother me because this is a thankless job.
It is.
I can count on my hands out of all the years that I've worked with the union how many times that I got to thank you for bringing people back from the job, getting the back pay, getting them raises, saving them from being disciplined, representing them. I can count on both hands, or maybe, both hands, how many times out of 12 years that I got to thank you. And it's sad. You know, it's my passion because I want to do what's right for the people and what, you know, to try to speak up for them. And then you hear somebody say, you don't speak for me, you know, and I'm like, that hurts my feelings.
It did.
Because I'm going, well, yeah, I do speak for you.
Because you can't, what got me when that was said was, even though I'm a supervisor, as a supervisor, my duties just increase. I still dispatch. You hear me if you call me, and I'm everything that they're doing, we still do. That's what I said. I guess that they just don't understand or know. And we send out emails, we talk as much as we can, but maybe not going into as much detail as what it is that the union does. But then they have their own thought process of what this union does. And I don't like to boast about anything, period. If you come and you ask, then I'll talk to you about it.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
But as far when that was said, you know, it's just out of not knowing.
Right. But I get more support and accolades from people outside of our union.
Yeah.
That's not in our local.
Yeah.
From my support with them, that respect and everything. And so it's not that I'm looking for our local or the employees of the city of Atlanta to walk around and praise Miss Gina, praise Pace.
Yeah.
And we're not looking for that.
Not at all.
But whether you are a member or not, at the end of the day, whatever we can get over the hurdles for the employees that are members, that are appreciative of the work that our union does, and you riding the coattail and you get that
that when you got the pay raise.
When you got the pay raise.
And
guess what? And a lot of people don't realize that $500 bonus and that extra comp time, guess where that came from? Guess who lobbied for that, you guys? Pace. We may not know, administration and HR, they may have assumed that and took
they
it,
don't
you know.
But
we fought for that. We wrote up that documentation. We wrote up that legislation. And we fought hard for you with city council. That I made direct phone calls to about money, and I'm trying to go back to them about getting you guys to be first responders and
did you
working
like that
for.
Which slide one? I did?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah,
I
like that. Who listened to me now?
Yeah, I changed it though.
Why
you
keep changing it? Now I got to go back and reprogram.
You like that? But let me look at it first. We did a slide for city council for tomorrow because we have some more issues that we going up for. And again, this is the part that, you know, nobody really sees or knows, but we had a meeting last week. I've been seeing Gina probably what, 3-4 times a week now?
Yeah.
Because
too
of this, way too much, but because we have to do this outside of me working my regular job.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's why I'm up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Don't even.
She's sleeping.
That's because I've worked hard all day.
Like I did.
Twice, doing two jobs. This one and my regular one that pays me. But
about just
this
coffee?
$2. And it wasn't even a large. So.
Look, again, they said it declined. It took my 3 cars so I could get $4.40. I'm good for y'all.
So what I'm saying, that's why we decided to give Gina the thanks that we gave because when we gave you that trophy,
that
was just one of something that we could do.
I tried to cry, but I had to look up and suck it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry.
I understand. I've always tried to do more than what I'm expected to do in whatever role that I am. I don't do it for the accolades. I don't do it for anything besides Ebony wants to do better than what Ebony can do yesterday. That's it. If I get an accolade, then it's good, but I usually don't. And it's okay. I don't get a problem. I don't have a problem with that. I just have a problem when you complain about it.
Yeah.
And I don't work so hard.
Yeah.
And doing this union work, it's hard work. Your phone rings throughout the night. Your emails are going off throughout the night.
Yeah.
You're expected to wake up and respond because they want you to. I don't get paid for that.
Or you didn't call me.
You know?
Or you didn't call me back. Or, you know, I didn't hear nothing from nobody.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot
it's a
of work that goes
job.
In it because we got almost 500 members and everybody wants their individual attention, which they want, which they should get.
They should.
But you have the ones that feel if you don't call them on the dime, then you didn't do
Listen,
your job.
You didn't do your, exactly. And I'm upset with you because X, Y, and Z. And then you have a lot of employees. I'll just say this so I'll get the elephant off the room this time.
Okay.
Some employees believe that because they've been in positions for an extreme amount of time, like the Chief Brian was saying yesterday, was you could be in a position for 10 plus years. 10 plus
position.
Years.
Yeah.
Then you get put in a different position and you can't handle it. You can be in positions for extreme amount of times, but because you're in that position or you've been at that particular job, it shouldn't be expected that you just move up,
right?
Because your personality might not
fit that job,
description.
Just,
you can move
not,
up somewhere else,
right.
But maybe not where you are there,
right.
Because that it just doesn't work sometimes. And just like he made a good point, he really made a good point. Some people can't fix the interview. I've had people, if I haven't interviewed in 10 years, I'm going to be a little rusty.
Right, right. But then, and I know someone that I was going up for an interview and they're being proactive. They're doing their own personal, speaking of that, they're doing their own personal interviewing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I go to YouTube. I
you know,
YouTube.
And, right. They're going
to
try to
stuff.
See how they're doing
mm-hmm.
good at doing an interview, getting prepared. And you guys, and that's a good thing. If you haven't looked at me, if I go out here looking for a job, I wouldn't know what to say. At this point,
yeah.
I need to remember how to dress, what
yes.
I need to look like,
mm-hmm.
What I need to say, what not to say, your body language,
your body posture, everything.
You know, like right now, I'm slumped all, you know, chilling, and, you know, but you don't go on an interview chilling.
No, you can't go on an interview.
And I don't, you know, you don't sit back in the seat, you
no.
sit on the edge of the seat.
No.
So
and you don't
I didn't
sit
know
like that.
That.
You don't
and,
put
and
your
those
hand
are good
there.
Things that
yeah.
you need to do, but, you know, stuff is so virtual now, they can.
Even virtual, they pay attention to you dress
right.
up for virtual.
You dress up for virtual.
Yeah, don't have your dog and your kid walking past the screen.
Right.
You know?
And people, don't
yeah.
put the circle on. You know the circle. Don't put the circle on. They want to see you.
Yes,
don't be up there and just have, you know, talking. They want to see you.
Yes, they
and
do.
Some people do that.
Yeah.
Because they've gotten used to
mm-hmm.
it.
But it's a lot of people think, I think we had one member that was upset about not being promoted because they've been there for so long. But if that's the only reason that you have at any job, any position, because you've been there for so long, you expect to be promoted, you have to go through an interview process like everybody else, and
mm-hmm.
they have to choose that you're the best candidate for that job. Now, we might have some unfair practices on that, but don't
right.
just expect because you're entitled to a position because you've been there for 5+ years. No.
Well, as long as they apply for the position and
yeah.
they're afforded an opportunity to
exactly.
interview, you got to sell yourself regardless you've been there. And you already got the upper hand because you've been there.
Cause
you've so
been
you
there.
Should
exactly.
know the job, but you
sure.
still need to practice on
Always
proper
practice.
Etiquette of interviewing. Now, if you apply for that job and you didn't get an interview, then we got a problem. That's
yeah.
when the union needs
that's
to
a that's a problem.
But you
have to let them know. Exactly.
And members out there, don't assume that I or Ebony know everything.
Because we don't.
And we don't. We only get information when it comes to us.
And
if you have some issues, mm-hmm. you need to contact us. And continue to contact
exactly.
us. Text us if we don't respond right away.
Even your union representatives at your place of employment, they might be around you when situations are happening. They might be in the building when things are going on. But if we didn't actually witness it ourselves, don't assume that we should know stuff. We don't. Only time I can say I know something, if I witness it myself, and if I witness it, I'm going to come to you. I've had employees be spoken to very inappropriate. And if I witnessed it, I went to that employee and said, hey, What you going to do about this? What do you need?
Right.
Especially if they was a member.
Right.
Even if they wasn't a member, what are you going to do? We need to write this in black and white. Let's document it. I'll be your witness. Let's talk about it. Let's see if we can get this fixed. But if I wasn't there, don't assume because you thought I was in the room that I overheard. No, if I haven't come to you or your union rep haven't come to you or Gina hadn't called you about it, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
And that's the situation a lot of times. And people feel like, well, you should have known because somebody, no. And I'm not going by what somebody else told me either. I want you to say something.
Well, the union is here to help.
That's it.
We're here to help you get fair treatment, period. And that you're not being disrespected or bullied or intimidated or wrongfully terminated. So we're not here, and we're not here to fight or have adversarial conversations with leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to be that bridge between right and wrong to make things set right.
Yeah.
Okay? But with that, we have to have partnership. And partnership means we have to be partnering with city council, the administration, Department of Labor, the department head, and you, your colleagues. Because you have some people just like they don't want to take the COVID shot. And some do. You got some that don't care about a union, and some do. But the union, but a lot of times, not with our members now, because we got some long-standing members. And speaking of that, before I forget, we had five people to apply for our $500 scholarship.
Right.
Yes. Kudos to you guys.
Yes.
So you're looking and you're reading our emails
mm-hmm.
about our scholarships that's coming. So we hope and pray that you win, because we give out 50 of those $500 scholarships from our national office every year.
So and I we're hoping that
you're
deadline.
Yeah, you missed
being
the deadline.
Busy.
So we're hoping that you'll get that scholarship. And that scholarship is for you
mm-hmm.
or anybody in your family that applies for that. So good luck to those five people that apply for the scholarship.
And I like his comment.
What was his comment?
Your job title is what you get paid for. It is not who you are.
Absolutely,
that
Mr.
Is so
Martin.
True. That
is what
so
you
true.
Get paid for.
That's it.
Because I get paid to be a fleet part supervisor.
And I get paid
but
to
But that
be
ain't
supervisor.
Who I am.
And that's definitely not who I am.
No, I don't.
Not at all.
I get paid to wear steel.
Because I really
shoes.
Don't do that particular job. Too well. I don't
mm-hmm.
care for that one
mm-hmm.
as much as I care for some of the things that I do that I don't get paid for.
Yeah.
So, and we have many, I know I do, I'm going to toot my own horn. I have many, many talents that I can do. I know I can, all I can do is just read certain things and then I can excel in it, or if somebody teach it to me, I can excel in it. And that's a good thing. I used to, you know, wouldn't even brag about that, but that's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not really to be all the time because you will be used a lot, but to be well-rounded. With the background that I had growing up or being born the way I was, that wasn't the best. You know, that's just, I had a lot of disadvantages, but I overcame those. So that there, I'm thankful for. So it's not who you are. It's not who you are. You have, everybody have different talents. Gina has several, plenty.
Excuse me. Thank you for that. Thank you. I haven't done this all night. Thank you. But anyway. Listen, before we close out our show today, I want to make sure that you guys understand the union is here for you. We will be speaking on behalf of our membership and other employees on behalf, not speaking for you. There's a difference. On behalf of you for the city council.
Yes.
Tomorrow at 1:30.
Okay.
So you're tuned in to Hot Channel 26
mm-hmm.
to hear what we're going to be talking about.
Or on YouTube.
Or on YouTube.
Live.
Yeah, they're going to be YouTube live.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing else I want to say about the question. Next week, we're going to talk about who comes first, the egg or the chicken. Now, Ebony has chickens out there cockadoodle-dooing.
They do not cockadoodle-doo.
In the backyard.
They just make a
So little. She should know what comes first, the egg or the chicken. And
well, if you put it that way, then of course we bought the chicken first, then after they grew, they had eggs. But those chickens were eggs.
Do you think I'd be over? Okay, I just want to know, because I'd be cutting you off a lot.
I mean, that's normal.
But you
I cut you off too sometimes.
All the time.
I do not.
But she, I let you know today, I decided to let her run the spiel of the show. Of
wow,
the conversation.
Thank you, Gina.
I just did the introductions. I just wanted her to, and she was the one couldn't come up with all the words. Remember, interesting. She couldn't even talk. So no more ducking. We're gonna cover up this label because we're not endorsed and we're not endorsing them. We just happen to have a cup of coffee, but she won't get this no more because she can't get a word. So next week, guys, I am so glad that you tuned in to us.
Definitely.
Greater Connections with Pace. Remember, we want to know your thoughts next week. What comes first, the egg or the chicken?
The chicken or the egg.
Y'all stay safe. Stay prayed up.
Yes.
And we will see you guys next week, same time, same rock station.
Same rock
station. Don't forget, look at DJ Cassidy.
For Mother's Day Special, right?
Mother's Day Special on YouTube. And check out the Up, what is that called again? That movie of the week?
Upshaw.
That's
she came up with it and forgot it. See there? I don't know if it's old age or if it's the coffee. I don't know. But
yeah,
I hope that we have been uplifting, a little funny. And
for your week.
Yeah. And have given you guys some little bit of knowledge this week.
You all take care. Stay safe. Until next week. We love you. Peace out. Radio Connections with Pace. Off the air.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.